Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, February 22nd. Happy Resurrection Day. I am thinking about God's glory today, and that's why we come to the Scriptures, to see His glory and to reorient our lives around bringing Him glory in whatever we do. We're in 1 Peter today because this is the sermon text, 1 Peter 3:18 through 22. But I want to back us up just a little bit to give some more context about what it means to suffer for Christ's sake, starting in verse 13. I don't know, I can't read that. Yes, 13. And we'll be going to verse 22. Now, who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey, when God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels and authorities and powers having been subjected to him. I don't have much time here, but I want to make a few notes. You are blessed if you suffer for righteousness' sake. It says it right here. Also, there's this note about how we share the gospel with others. Did you notice? Gentleness and with respect. I'm praying today that the Lord would help me to share his message, his winsome message, with respect and also gentleness, and that anything I say would be for his glory. Then we get into the sermon passage where Christ suffered once for sins. It's this beautiful picture of the gospel message. The righteous for the unrighteous. Sounds like Romans, doesn't it? That he might bring us to God. And so we are brought to God, just like those who were in the ark were brought to safety through the waters. So the water is a picture of the cleansing. Verse 21 can be a little tricky. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So it's not the act of baptism that saves us, although I do believe it is a beautiful and worthwhile symbol of what happens in us when we come to Christ. It's not the act that saves us, but it reminds us of the fact that we have salvation in Jesus Christ, who was buried, but he rose again. He defeated death. And because of that, we can have righteousness, because the righteous died for the unrighteous. And then there's this beautiful picture of who he is in heaven, seated at the right hand of God. He is in the seat of authority, and angels and authorities and powers are all subjected to him. That's where I want to land. Where in your life today do you need to see God's power, his righteousness, his love on display? Perhaps it's just that you need the reminder that there's no condemnation for you who are in Christ Jesus. And that's what baptism shows us. It's not just a removal of dirt. It's the fact that we are new creatures in Christ. Okay, I can't wait to hear what Wayne does with the whole, he went to the spirits below, or how does it say it in verse 16, in which he went to proclaim to the spirits in prison. Maybe he won't get into that today. That's a tricky one for another day. All right, let's move on over to the Psalms. Psalm 43, send out your light and your truth. I remember back to when Sandra McCracken was with us last year, and I learned this psalm through her song. And so at the end of the podcast, we will play her rendition of this psalm. It's called Send Out Your Light. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. For the deceitful and unjust man, deliver me. For you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. The image of the altar in Psalm 43, I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. And also the picture of Jesus being seated at the right hand of God. I imagine a throne room where he is seated with everything and everyone bowing down to him. Those images are images that I want to take with me today. I also want to take with me that message of joy that I can have because I have no condemnation. Jesus, by the law of the Spirit, has set us free from the law of sin and death. Will you pray with me? Christ be praised in heaven and on earth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have saved us and that baptism is a picture for us of being buried in the likeness of your death and raised to walk in newness of life. We come now to your altar, the God of our exceeding joy. We praise you because you work in our lives. You are our refuge. We can come to you with all things. You listen and you defend us. Thank you, Lord, for this Sunday, a weekly reminder of your resurrection. We love you and we praise you and we thank you all in Jesus' name. Amen. Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead.
deceitful man.